Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Merkel Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Mumbai Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
not.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff to German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault?
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macro Aggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, Band.video, Vigilante.tv, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate the support. If you want to share the show with your friends, we appreciate that. If you want to connect with me, the website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Macroaggressions or Instagram at Macroaggressions Podcast. Thank you to the sponsors that make the show happen, without whom, well, we'd be in a world of hurt. Thanks to EMP Shield. They are making the best EMP protection device out there. It works against solar flares, works against lightning strikes. It is 40 times, it can handle 40 EMP strikes, which is amazing. It's many times more efficient than a single-use military design. It works on your house. It works on your car. It works on your RV if you have one, or a boat, or motorhome. Or I guess an RV is a motorhome, but it works on both. It works on your generators if you have any of those. You can get bundle packages. You can get a couple of them if you need them. And if you use the promo code MACRO, it will save you some money on all of that. So installation videos are online. They're on their website. They're on YouTube. You can find that. You can have an electrician come over to your house and install it like a Type 2 surge protector with just four wires. So it's relatively easy to do. I'll tell you what. You might want to get prepared. So we're proactive around here. We're talking about things before they happen. So a lot of talk about the internet going out, a lot of talk about power going out, predictive programming type stuff. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm not trying to freak you out, because I'd be freaking myself out, but it's something to consider. Okay. I mean, it's something that we know these lunatics would like to do. So EMPShield.com is the place to go. Read up for it on your own. Take a look. See what you think. If you find something you like, use the promo code MACRO on your way out. Also, Chemical Free Body has been with us since the beginning. Nobody's coming to save you. Sorry. Hate to break it to you. If it is about your health, you're going to have to do it yourself. You just are. You're going to be the one that decides how it all works. And if this is the year in which you decide you're finally going to take your health into your own hands and you want some help with that, Chemical Free Body is a good place to go. They have products that work in an industry filled with really scammy stuff and sketchy characters. You've got Tim James, who you know, he's been on the show a ton. He's over at chemicalfreebody.com. You can find out all about him. He's got his own Health Hero podcast. You can get consulting services with him if you want. He's got a great heart. He's got a great product. So great, in fact, that he's got a double your money back price guarantee. But listen, you're not going to need it. You're going to be satisfied with the products. They work really well. I take Green 85 every single morning, and I have for 3 years. It's just a scoop of green powder mixed with water. You drink it down. You're good to go. So take a look for yourself. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Take a look at the detox bundle. That's what he put me through. That leaned me out in a way that was, frankly, it was a little scary. I lost a little bit too much weight. So some results may vary. I don't know. That was my trip. Your trip could be different. But if you're looking for products that work and do what they're supposed to do, chemicalfreebody.com is the place to go. Promo code MACRO. Well, in case you haven't noticed, Joe Biden is a dictator. I'm no Republican. You know, I'm not coming at this from like anybody that beat my Lord and Savior Donald Trump as the enemy of humanity. I don't really think that. But Joe Biden is a dictator. I mean, he matches all the classifications that you need to be one, and his behavior is such. Now, I know a lot of people said Trump was a dictator too. You know, I disagree with that. I think Trump would have loved to have been a dictator. I just don't think he had the opportunity to. He had so many people that were fighting him and were, you know, making it difficult for him to do. I don't think that Trump wasn't a dictator out of love and respect. I think he would have pushed that as far as he could have. I don't think he actually would have been like, you know, emperor and never left office or anything like that. I know the left was concerned that he was never going to leave office, but they should really be concerned about their guy never leaving office. Like maybe literally dropping dead in the office, in the White House, in the Oval Office. Where is the Oval Office, after all? Is it in Washington, D.C.? Because, you know, he's been on this soundstage for a while with some Oval Office that isn't in Washington, D.C. Or maybe it is, but it's not at the White House. We know that. So what's going on? Who is this guy? I mean, he's our American Führer. He is. And Führer means leader in German. Is Joe Biden our American Führer? Well, maybe. I mean, he's out of his fucking mind like Adolf Hitler was, that's for sure. He stole the election. Let's start there, shall we? Shall we start there if you want to talk about whether or not somebody's a dictator or not? What would a dictator do? Well, a dictator would steal an election. So let's start with that foundation. Because if you're going to tell me that 81 million Americans actually got up out of their houses and voted for that pile of shit, I'm sorry. I'm just never going to believe it. With as much election interference and anomalies and these massive spikes at 3 a.m. of votes that all just magically came in for Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I'm never, ever, ever going to believe that Joe Biden won that election fairly. I'm just not. And I say that as somebody that's not a Trump fan. Optically, nobody showed up for him. He didn't campaign. You know, he acted like a guy that had it in the bag. You know, if you or I were running for president, we'd be like, whatever Donald Trump is doing, we have to do three times as much in order to, overcome this the amount of enthusiasm that people have for Donald Trump. You know, what did Joe Biden do? Did he do three times as much work? No, he did no work. He's the guy that hid in his basement. He wouldn't come out. He'd had an event. He had an event in Phoenix, or maybe it was Scottsdale, and nobody showed up. The local media guy was like, "I'm here. It's the time. I've got the invitation." There's nobody here. I feel like I'm at the wrong place, but I'm not. I'm at the place where I'm supposed to be. They didn't even have the event because they're just like, ah, fuck it. Who cares? Nobody's going to show up. They did have an event at a school a couple days before that, and they had 11 people show up. I'm not even making that number. They had 11 people show up. I mean, you can get 11 people to show up at a Sizzler at 4 o'clock before that, you know, like a little too early for the early bird and have to turn them away. 11 people's not much to show up for a presidential candidate. And then he got 81 million votes. Stop. So again, Look, we start from the basis that he stole the election. He, Democratic Party, I mean, I don't mean Joe Biden's out there going, let me tell you how I'm going to steal this. I mean, they did it for him. And again, not so much that they love Joe Biden and they want Joe Biden to be in there. It's just anybody but Trump. It could have been a corpse. It might be a corpse, but it could be just anybody. Just anybody but Donald Trump. That's who they wanted. And if you don't believe that was their plan, well, just look around what's going on today, years after the election. They're still trying to make sure that he doesn't run again, because they're terrified of what he will do. Now, I'm not of the belief that Donald Trump is some outsider coming to save the world. He's not as outside as, I mean, he's not fully in the DC beltway. He certainly isn't. And when Newt Gingrich said Donald Trump's going to have a hard time here in Washington, DC, because he's not part of the secret societies, he wasn't kidding. You know, there's that. So he's not in the DC establishment, not in that swamp. He's in a different swamp. He's DC swamp adjacent. So he knows the same people. He's friends with the same people. You go to Chelsea Clinton's wedding, you know, the enemy Hillary Clinton. You do all the political stuff that these assholes do. So he's outside of Washington, DC, but he's not outside of the deep state. You know, he's sort of in this whole thing. So, but they can't have him. They can't have Donald Trump coming back in. They have big plans for this country. They have big plans on putting it at the bottom of the ocean. Okay, they want to destroy this place. Donald Trump wants to do something with this place as well. I don't know that he wants to destroy it. Hell, at this point, I would settle for somebody that just wanted to come in and loot the place. I mean, every other president's done that. So why wouldn't Donald Trump? But Joe Biden is actively trying to destroy it. Let's talk a little bit about what he's doing, because if you might have noticed, I made a list and it's kind of long. So we should probably get through it. Let's start with the fact that there is really no representative government happening in America right now, whether that's on the federal level or at the local level. What we have is rule through executive orders and at the federal level, and we have rule through emergency powers at the state and local level. The people that are managing the states got very comfortable with having these emergency powers during COVID, and they don't want to give them up, because you can do whatever you want to do under the guise of protecting people from an invisible virus with a 99.98% survivability rate or whatever. You can tell them to wear masks, even though masks don't work. You can tell them that they have to stand 6 feet away. You can get them busy worrying about other stuff instead of the shitty job that you're doing running the state or the city or the county or whatever you're doing as a politician. So it's a very lazy way of governing. But of course, have you seen American politicians? They're lazy. So it's not surprising that you would find that this is the way things are being managed under the Biden administration. Well, to be fair, though, like during the Trump administration, we got some of that too. So whenever those emergency powers kick in, then they're really tough to pry away from these politicians later, because they get dependent on them. It's just easy. You know, it's easier when you're not getting questioned, when you can just say, this is what we're doing, and it's not up for a city council debate, or you don't have to listen to parents coming in and saying, this is crazy, we don't want any of that. You know, if you could just rule by executive order and emergency powers, things would be a whole lot easier. They think easier because they don't have to listen to what you think. So that's where we are, and that's kind of where we've got. Now, again, Trump kind of started under him. Obviously, he was the COVID president early on, but then Biden came in, and he's exacerbated this problem. I mean, now we have almost zero accountability in government, and, you know, no say in a kid's education. We have no say in that. You remember when parents were allowed to participate in a kid's life? You know, by getting involved in the educational choices that they have, or maybe deciding whether or not their boy was going to remain a boy or was going to be transitioned into a girl. Now you have Joe Biden coming out and saying, these children don't belong just to the families. They belong to all of us. And you know who says shit like that? Commies and pedophiles. And Joe Biden is both of those. Okay. So the children do not belong to the state. They do not belong to all of us. Keep your hands off our fucking children, or you'll find out how we feel about that. Okay? You're making a tremendous miscalculation, those of you in the Biden administration or MSNBC who start thinking that this is an area that they're going to tap into. This children don't just belong to the parents. They're actually all of ours. Therefore, we all have a say in how they're raised. You get that thought right out of your head, because that is what happens in civilizations in which you have dictators and psychopaths running things, and it ends in piles of bodies. That's how it ends. So if you allow the state to come in and say, well, actually, these are all of our kids, then they're going to do whatever they want to them, including allowing under the Biden administration for children to be moved from state to state without parents being notified. Colorado, the state where I am, has the right to allow your kid to transition their sexuality, their sex, their gender, whatever, at 12 years old. And parents can't get involved. What? Like, if somebody leaves the state of Washington and gets on a bus and comes to Colorado, the people in Colorado won't rat them out to the parents, to the people back in Washington. It's insane. It sounds like I'm making this up. I wish that I were, but I'm really not. You know, the parents are starting to have no say in the kids' lives. And that is what happens under Marxist regimes. This is one step away from child soldiers in Africa being forced to murder their parents so that they can be part of the state. Or children of the Khmer Rouge that are forcing their parents into struggle sessions and then murdering them so that they can be part of the Khmer Rouge and be part of this group. You don't need your parents anymore. We're your parents. The state is your parents. This army over here, this militia group over here, we're your parents now. And if you want to burn that bridge by murdering them, that's what they ask you to do. That's what they demand you do. I mean, it's an either or proposition at that point. You either shoot your parents or they shoot everybody. So, this is where we're going. Now, it's not that dire in America yet, but if you start allowing this talk of how children belong to the state and not the parents, then you'll get to this place. And if you think I'm wrong, crack a history book, not the ones that the state gives you, because those are filled with lies. Go get a good one. You know, go find one that I don't know. One of our conspiratorial type friends wrote, go find a good Bill Hicks book. He'll tell you what's going on, right? Or Bill Cooper book, I should say. But look, much like Hitler, give me control of the education system. Give me control of the books, the school books, and I will have this generation, you know, I will take control of this entire state within a generation. This is where we are. Control of the textbooks. We already gave control of the textbook. We didn't give control of the textbooks to Adolf Hitler. We gave control of the textbooks to Bill fucking Gates through Common Core and his Pearson ownership of the company that makes the books. Most people don't talk about that, but he owns the company that makes the books that Common Core puts out. I mean, why would he be investing all this money? He expects to get a 10x return on his vaccine investments. I assure you, he intends to get a return from his Common Core investments too. So this is the direction that we're going to through the Biden administration. It's really a continuation of the process because, you know, Bill Gates was an Obama guy. And Joe Biden, obviously, was Obama's vice president. So this is a continuation of Bill Gates gutting this country from the inside while depopulating the third world at the same time. What a guy. You have, under Joe Biden, you have no right to bodily autonomy. They're making that crystal clear to you. A winter of death. Remember that? On two winters of death. How are you guys? How do I still have an audience? We've gone through several winters of death, and yet this audience just keeps multiplying. How is that possible? I was told by the pedophile in chief that everybody that was unvaccinated would be dead after this winter. I was told that. But if you had the misfortune of living through the winter of death and not dying, then don't worry. He had a backup plan. He had OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Hazard Health Administration, coming in to do OSHA compliance on the corporations and make sure that everybody was vaccinated, even though they quite literally do not have the authority to do any of that. They're supposed to make sure that there's not a bunch of excess gases being produced in your boiler room or something. You know, they're supposed to come by and make sure you've got the proper number of fire extinguishers in your warehouse, not to come by and make sure that everybody's taken a medical procedure that may or may not give you vaccine AIDS. I mean, the idea that Joe Biden thought this was a good idea, B, feasible, and C, thought to try to scare the shit out of the general public by using OSHA to do this, just showed that this really wasn't going well. You know, in the end, when you take a look at things like having to weaponize OSHA and turn that against the general public in order to force them to get vaccinated, you come to understand that the plan is not going well. Their plan was everybody's going to form a single file line on a dot, of course, 6 feet away from one another, and stand in these lines to get themselves vaccinated for a virus. In reality, people were standing in lines to go see Donald Trump. That's where you were getting the 17 miles of cars in Arizona that were trying to get into the Trump rally. So Joe Biden has made a tremendous miscalculation, but it's not going to stop him. It's not going to stop him from continuing to do the things that he's doing. Heavy-handed approach to governing, using executive orders, trying to force regulatory agencies that are under his control to mandate experimental medical procedures for human beings. It's just all, it's all Nuremberg-y. And I'm frankly ready for the trials. They want no right to privacy under the Restrict Act. It removes VPNs. It hands over all information to daddy government. They want that. They want your information. They don't want you to be anonymous. They don't want you to be anonymous online, especially. They're going to create an internet false flag in order to justify an internet ID. We know that's coming. You can see that coming a mile away because that's how they think. So get ready for that. Get ready for some sort of justification of the Restrict Act being rammed down our throats. The courts are compromised under Biden. We knew that. It's no surprise. If you think I'm lying, just ask the January 6th people. Of course, you can't because they're in a prison cell waiting to get, I don't know, 18 years like Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers for, I think they charged him with committing Pearl Harbor. I don't know. I'm very confused. I'm not really sure what the 18 years is. Seditious conspiracy. That's what they charged Stuart Rhodes with. They didn't charge Barack Obama with that. What about George Bush? What about Dick Cheney? What about Donald Rumsfeld or Paul Wolfowitz? Or any of these assholes in the Bush administration and the Trump administration and the Biden administration? You wanted to charge people with seditious conspiracy? I can provide you with a spreadsheet of about 1,000 people that you should go after before Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. Who fucking cares about that guy? You know, what's he doing? Why is the government so afraid of him? You know? But this is what happens when the courts are compromised and weaponized, is that you start to get your political enemies put in prison. You know, like they're trying to do with Donald Trump. They're trying to put, again, Joe Biden, the totally legitimate president of the United States that definitely got 81 million votes that he didn't steal from Dominion voting, is trying to put his political rival in prison so that he can't run against him. Now, if I told you this was happening in Uzbekistan, you would be like, oh, I guess that's just how they do government there. Those third world idiots over there, it's just the banana republic over there. And so what is it here? Is it stunning bravery? Or is it just straight up corruption? So Biden has sent $113 billion to Ukraine in 2022 alone. That's not even counting this year. We're not even, we're halfway through the year and I'm not even counting any of this money. It, you know, the $6 billion that they found in the, in their couch cushions, the accounting trick, you know, oh, we just have all this extra money. Great. You've got, you found $6 billion. So we're going to fix Flint, Michigan's water now? No. We're going to fix all the potholes? No. We're going to get the rail system. We're going to secure America's infrastructure against EMP attacks. That cost $2 billion. You just found $6 billion. We can do it three times over. Not that we need to. Let's just do it once. Can we use $2 billion of the $6 billion to make sure that we have, you know, power in this country? No. No, it all has to go to Iraq. No, I'm sorry. It all has to go to Ukraine and then gets, I don't know, divvied up and sent somewhere else. You know, it's 15 years later and Flint, Michigan doesn't have water. Like, Michael Moore was talking about this a decade ago, making movies about it like a decade ago. And there's still forever wars, you know, but listen, that $6 billion, that extra $6 billion is going to do a lot in Ukraine. It's going to go towards keeping the forever war going. It can go towards hiding the biolabs that America has built there. It might go towards, I don't know, disguising the fact that they're running human trafficking operation, organ harvesting, and child sex slavery going on in Ukraine. It's literally the hub of it in Europe. I mean, another $113 billion that America doesn't need, right? We don't have any other problems that we could take care of. And of course, how much of this money is just going there, getting recycled, getting circulated and washed through FTX and Alameda, coming out the back end and winding up in the Cayman Islands in Joe Biden's bank account? Not that anything would happen if we caught him, because they have and nothing happens. That's how you know you're a dictator. His Build Back Better plans are falling apart, and yet they progress. His ESG is super unpopular, even to Vanguard. He's allowing Larry Fink to come in and remake the world with ESG scores. And we're not allowed to have a say in this? This is nuts. The Green New Deal is a flop. Environmental justice, we've covered that multiple times here. It's a total con. It's Joe Biden's baby. Drain the petroleum reserve, because, again, why would we have energy when we could have non-energy? So much more fun. You're trying to create a dystopian hellscape when you have no energy. We all saw Mad Max. We know what happens. You wind up roaming the deserts, flipping over cars and trying to drain their gas tanks. Can't wait. But don't worry. There's 87,000 IRS agents that Joe Biden plans to hire. They went away during the, you know, once the Republicans took over the House, the 87,000 IRS agents went away. But guess what? They came back. They came back because Kevin McCarthy is a tremendous pussy who won't stand up for himself and allowed Joe Biden to put the 87,000 agents back into the deal. So they're there again. They were there and then they were gone and now they're back. Because what's really important is that the ATF and IRS agents raid gun stores and take sales records and use Soviet-style intimidation raids, all of which they were doing last week. So this is what the 87,000 IRS agents are for. They're not going after Bill Gates, okay? They're not going to go shake Warren Buffett down and ask him if he's paid all of his taxes. That's not happening. They're going to ask why you got a $604 transaction on Venmo and why you didn't report it. And if you didn't report that one, now we're going to go through all of your history. Now we're going to go through your banking history for the last 10 years and see if you lied on any of this stuff. And then we're going to put you in prison and give you an IRS tax fine, or put a lien on your house and sell it at auction. This is what's coming. This is the Gestapo. This is what Joe Biden is talking about. This is what he wants. He wants you and me and everybody in this country that's beneath him, in his mind, in fear of what he will do. It's so funny because all I heard during Trump's presidency was that he was going to do that. And yet that didn't happen. But you know what? We don't hear anything about it during Biden's administration. And yet look what's happening. 87,000 agents. You can fill the fucking Rose Bowl with all of the new agents that are going to be hired to go peer into your financial transactions. It's just disgusting. They want to know that. So, I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that they've been raiding gun stores and pulling the documents from them that show who's bought guns. They want to know who has guns. They want to know. They want a gun registry and they want to know who has guns. But you know what else they want to know? They want to know who has farms. The Biden administration has started voluntarily now. It's voluntarily for now, but that won't last for long. Asking people to register their farms with the government. Do not do this. Do not give the government any information that they're requesting. If you own a farm, say that you don't. If you don't own a farm, tell them you own a big one somewhere and put fake information. Salt all of their information. Make sure that they don't know what's what. Make sure that the database that they create is filled with garbage. Okay? But don't ever tell them the truth about what you're doing. It's none of their fucking business what you're growing in your backyard. If you're growing food for your family, that's your business, not theirs. The fact that they think it's theirs, I think should tell you a little bit about the mentality of these people. That the Biden administration thinks that they need to know what you're growing in your backyard. It's disgusting, but it's, it's disgusting, but this is what you get with dictators. I mean, anybody that's escaped these sorts of situations in other countries and have, you know, emigrated to the United States to find a better life, they left because of this shit. They know what it looks like. They know what the beginning stages of this looks like. It looks like now in America. The stuff that they left in Eastern Europe or wherever, where the government is out of control and they've weaponized the military and the bureaucrats are all up your ass with a microscope trying to find out where you hid that extra dollar. These are the types of things that end poorly. When you've got the president of the United States of America, when he was the vice president, bragging on a panel at the Council on Foreign Relations about how he threatened the prosecutor in Ukraine to fire Viktor Shokin. He threatened the president of Ukraine to fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor, or else he wouldn't give them the billion-dollar aid package that they were planning on giving him. That is gangster shit, okay? That is not legal. He doesn't have the authority to do that. Well, he says, you know, the president said, you don't have the authority. He says, call Obama. Why would Joe Biden say call Obama? Obama's going to back him up on this. So Obama's in on it. So Obama wanted the prosecutor fired. Is there money going to Obama too? Because we know that there's money that's going to the Biden family. So he seemed to believe that Obama would have his back on this. So is there money going to the Obamas? I'm sure there is. Something tells me he's a little smarter than Joe Biden. He isn't going to brag about it on a panel in front of video cameras that lives forever, comes back to haunt him. But this is what you do. When your son is working at Burisma, your crackhead pedophile son, who's got pictures of himself with 5 11-year-olds that are massaging him. He's got pictures of himself smoking crack, videos of himself weighing all of the crack that he has. You've got him disposing of a gun and doing all this shit, working at a company called Burisma that starts to get investigated by Viktor Shokin, by all accounts, a decent investigator. And Joe Biden says, get this guy off the trail of Burisma because he's going to find out some bad shit that we're up to. And he threatens the president of Ukraine with withholding $1 billion from them until he fires this guy. And then the guy gets fired that day. And then Ukraine gets the $1 billion and Joe Biden goes about his business and Burisma doesn't get investigated anymore. These people need to be taken away in handcuffs. How is this not just obvious for everybody to see? But instead, he's the president of the United States. So when I call him American Fuhrer, you know why. I'm not just making this sort of up. I'm not making up his vast array of crimes. I'm just accounting for them. Something that the left refuses to do. Ashley Biden's diary, Joe's kid addiction, Hunter's crack addiction. We're all just supposed to pretend that none of this is happening. Tony Bobulinski saying 10% for the big guy. We've got bank accounts. We've got Devin Archer getting pulled in, Hunter's business partner. We've got tax evasion going on. We've got withholding payments to your baby's mama. I mean, this family's disgusting. These people are criminals. They're pedophiles. They're drug addicts. They're the worst people in the world, and they're in charge. And they're fighting hate, don't you know? Joe Biden's just out there fighting hate every single day. He's out there with a baseball bat, just beating the shit out of hate and anti-Semitism. Everybody's an anti-Semite now. Everybody's a homophobe. Everybody's transphobic. But Joe Biden's just out there. He's just a warrior for goodness and for the truth. His press secretary, KJP, has described herself as, quote, a historical figure. Delusional narcissist is what you are. It's an administration filled with delusional narcissists. It's crazy. Let's talk about the FBI, though. Okay. Let's talk about by understanding the role. I think it's important to understand the role that the FBI had with Donald Trump in order to understand the role that the FBI has with Joe Biden, and to fully grasp the relationship that the FBI had with Trump, you have to really go back 50 years. But before Trump was even really a player in any of this, you have to go back to a time when J. Edgar Hoover was being blackmailed by Roy Cohn, who eventually became Trump's attorney years later until he died. J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI for 5 decades. Okay. And Roy Cohn had the goods on him being a cross-dressing pedophile homosexual for a long, long time. Everybody knew it. It got to the point where J. Edgar Hoover didn't even hide it. He'd just show up to the parties dressed as a woman, you know, the little private parties. They all had enough blackmail. It was mutually assured destruction. It's when Russia and the United States all have enough nukes pointed at each other that nothing happens. That's kind of how it was in this world of the 50s, when J. Edgar Hoover was going to parties at the Plaza Hotel with Roy Cohn, who was simultaneously blackmailing him and throwing parties and inviting him. Very weird relationship. So they had the goods on each other, you know, and they, if they were to pull the trigger and take out their rival, they would only be taking themselves out. They knew that. So when you build up enough mutually assured destruction in the form of blackmail on one another, at some point you just say, let's party. And that's what they did. So there is a weird relationship between the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, you know, known as the face of the FBI for half a century, and Roy Cohn, who went through the McCarthy hearings and all of that stuff, later became Donald Trump's attorney. There is a long history there. So you have to understand that the FBI despises Trump because Trump's lawyer used to blackmail their boss. And so they just project that onto Trump. Now, again, Donald Trump isn't like some innocent guy who just sits around and is like, I've done nothing wrong and I've got this great attorney, Roy Cohn, to go. Roy Cohn is a scumbag. Donald Trump was a scumbag too. Like, they're suing everybody and everybody's suing them, and it turned into a big thing. But again, you just, it's important to realize that this FBI Trump relationship didn't start when he got sworn into office. Okay. They've known about him for a long time. They don't like anybody that comes out of that Roy Cohn camp, and Donald Trump was in it, 100% in it. And so they're sort of predisposed to not like him. And so that's what you get things like. So now you have a fully weaponized FBI. I mean, the largest domestic terrorist organization operating in America is the FBI, and it's being run by Christopher Wray, who refused to give info about Biden's bribery scheme to the congressional committee until being threatened with arrest himself. So, like, if it's up to them, they'll give you nothing. The FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid was meant to send a message to Trump. The FBI was deeply involved in the Russia collusion fake narrative at the behest of the Clinton campaign. So the FBI chose a side, and they're Democratic leaning. You know, they're supposed to be apolitical. They're not apolitical. They're amoral, but they're not apolitical. They're his SS. If we're going to make this full comparison here, they're the Schutzstaffe. They're the ones that go in and rattle everybody's cage when they need to be rattled. And you know what happens if you get on the wrong side of the FBI, just like you knew what happened if you got on the wrong side of the SS. It's over for you. Maybe physically over for you. Maybe they just jail you for as long as they can. Maybe they send you off to some work camp, which the Biden administration would love to do. So they sat on the Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI did. They had it. They had it for years. They had it before the elections. They could have. It was as real then as it is now. It didn't get any realer. It didn't become a thing after the election. We knew it. We were talking about it before the election. We knew that they were going to pretend like it didn't exist. Of course, it did exist. Everything on it is real. Hunter Biden is, like I said, smoking crack with underage girls. Well, he's smoking crack. Then there's pictures of him with underage girls massaging him. There's pictures of naked prostitutes in there with him. There's plenty of pictures of naked Hunter Biden. He sure does love taking pictures of himself smoking crack. I mean, I would think, I'm not somebody that's ever smoked crack. Maybe I'm unqualified to speak on this, but I would think that you wouldn't want the pictures of you smoking the crack, right? Isn't that how it's supposed to go down, that you don't want pictures of you doing that? But I guess Hunter is comfortable. Hunter Biden is who he is, right? And he's come to terms with that. He is a crack smoking, brother's wife fucking, stripper banging, deadbeat dad who has a pedophile father who has a penchant for sniffing children right in front of cameras. I mean, the entire family is broken, okay? All of them. Joe Biden took a perfectly good family and destroyed it, just like he's doing to this country by design. So then you get the guy who, did you see the reporter who asked Joe Biden, why did the Ukraine and FBI informant file refer to you as big guy, President Biden? Why is that term continuously applied? To which Biden responded, why are you asking such a dumb question? Didn't sound like a dumb question to me. It sounded like a very reasonable question. Why are they referring to you as the big guy? Why are they talking about 10% for the big guy? Why is the FBI not more interested in this? If Donald Trump Jr. worked at Burisma and had an email that was talking about 10% for the orange guy, the FBI would be apoplectic, okay? They would have arrested his entire family and his kindergarten teacher, just to be sure. Okay. They're doing none of that for Joe Biden, for Hunter Biden. You know, it's tough to watch that, because you fully understand that there's a multi-tiered system of crime and punishment in America. And you know, if you did that, they'd throw the book at you. And you know, if Donald Trump did it, it'd be even worse. But some people, they just pretend like they can't see. The FBI is just so busy. James Comer, Kentucky Congressman, House Oversight Committee Chairman, he said, 20 to 30 million in illicit payments have been made to the Biden crime family. $20 to $30 million? That's quite a bit of money. I mean, sure, Tyreek Hill makes that in one season playing wide receiver for the Dolphins, but still, that's quite a bit of money. 30 million bucks? That'd get you quite a bit of crack. And but, you know, the FBI's covering for VP Biden. This is back when he was, you know, VP. Everything's sealed.
The FBI, not only that, the FBI gave James Comer redacted documents that there weren't even classified documents. He was asking for the classified documents. He wanted to see what was going on here. This is the House Oversight Committee chairman. Okay, this isn't some guy who's just asking. It's not some reporter. It's not the reporter that asked the question, you know, why they refer to you as the big guy. No, this is a Kentucky congressman who's asking for this. And you know what they gave him? The FBI just gave him a bunch of documents that are all redacted. They go, here you go. Here you go, buddy. Have fun with that. Why would the FBI do that? Why would the FBI cover for this crime family? I thought they're supposed to be the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Where's the investigating? I haven't seen any. I mean, unless you have an R next to your name, then they investigate the hell out of you. Everyone should just identify as being a Democrat. That way they won't mess with you. Then we have I don't know if you saw this or not. It's kind of making the rounds, but Fox News had the Chyron. That's the text block that usually goes along the bottom third of the screen. Sometimes it's scrolling, sometimes it's just text and whatever. This was great. This Fox News producer put up there, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having political rival arrested. That was great. So Biden's at the White House. He's just had Donald Trump, indicted for, I don't know, barbecuing at the park after 8 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know what the fucking charge. I mean, it's not for nothing. And, the storing of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, when I'm pretty sure the president can deem to unclassify whatever he wants to. I don't know. This really, the minutiae of the lawsuits and everything is really not my area of expertise, but it was funny that they described him as a wannabe dictator having political rivals arrested, because you know what, why he put that? Because he is a wannabe dictator having his political rivals arrested. There's no other way to look at this. Donald Trump is a threat to Joe Biden, so he had him arrested. This is shit that like Erdogan does in Turkey this is third world stuff. But let's talk Merrick Garland's Justice Department, sort of the on this pyramid, sort of above all of the FBI. 70% of the public are concerned about election interference by the FBI. They did a poll and found that 70% of people that were not smart enough to get out of answering a poll, I should say, said that they're concerned. They're not just concerned about election interference by, I don't know, Joe Biden or the Democratic National Committee or something like that. They're specifically concerned about election interference by the FBI, which means that if you're concerned about that, then the FBI is picked aside, right? Because if you're going to interfere with an election, you're doing that because you have an outcome that you desire over the other outcome, right? One of these two candidates has to be your choice. If you didn't care one way or the other, you wouldn't try to interfere with the election. And all of these elections are being interfered with, but the public, that 70% of the public that answered this poll said they were specifically concerned about the FBI getting involved in it. And the same people that answered these questions said that 47% of them believe that the charges against Trump are politically motivated. And the reason why they think that the charges against Trump are politically motivated is because they are. That's what it is. They didn't just decide to do this for no good reason. We find out all kinds of crazy shit about our presidents afterwards as it gets leaked out. No, nothing ever happens. Nobody ever goes to prison. George W. Bush doesn't die in an Iraqi prison cell. These are fantasies that we have, but they're not reality. Donald Trump better not jaywalk. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll bring him in. Continuing on this thought of a weaponized FBI, let me ask a question. Where's the pipe bomber at the U.S. Capitol? Where's that information? It's on video. You have enough evidence of this person that set off a pipe bomb at the tried to set off a pipe bomb at the U.S. Capitol. but the FBI refuses to release it. That's weird. Aren't you supposed to be working for the public? You've got all this information on a U.S. Capitol pipe bomber. Ted Kaczynski's all over the news. You know how much the feds love going after people that are working in the pipe bomb industry. They put that poor MK Ultra bastard in a prison cell for the rest of his life. To be fair, look, Uncle Ted probably shouldn't be murdering random people, but his manifesto is based as hell. And he wasn't wrong about it. And he's a victim of the state as well. They MK Ultra'd Ted Kaczynski back in his college days and scrambled his brain. And the FBI will definitely go after that guy who sends pipe bombs. But whoever the pipe bomber is at the U.S. Capitol, I'm sure they know exactly who that person is because it was one of them. I'm just saying. Again, FBI, you've got the trans shooters manifesto. When are we going to see that? The Biden administration, the Fuhrer, is preventing the release of that manifesto. I thought you guys loved manifestos. Or is it that you're waiting to release? The FBI is waiting to release the trans shooters manifesto because the FBI hasn't finished writing it yet. Is that what it is? Because that's the most realistic outcome of this. I think they've got it, and I think that they wrote it, and I think that they don't know what to do with it. I think it doesn't match, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But manifestos and the FBI go hand in hand. What's the FBI's role in dealing with the Biden-China connections? What's happening there? We have a lot of bank accounts, a lot of more, you know, Hunter Biden wasn't just involved with Ukraine. He was involved with China too. Where's the FBI on that? Are they being ordered to stand down? Is that their policy? Because if they're being ordered to stand down on Joe Biden's China connections, then who is giving the order? Joe Biden, right? Maybe the FBI just doesn't have enough time to go after Biden's China connections because they're too busy plotting fake Gretchen Whitmer kidnappings in order to push a white nationalist agenda, because currently there is more demand for white nationalism than there is a supply of it. So they're having to bridge that gap by manufacturing fake white nationalism in order to meet this demand by the media and the Biden administration. Talk about a supply and demand imbalance. That's where we see it. We've got the FBI's got their former lawyer, Jim Baker, at Twitter to censor the public. Again, this is what you do when you're a dictator. You're out there censoring the public. You're out there censoring social media. You're using your enforcement arm, the FBI, to silence your opposition, silence any criticism of you on social media, lie overtly to the public, tell everybody that the vaccines are safe and effective, silence anybody that has the audacity to say that they're not, silence anybody that talks about hydroxychloroquine and call them you know, and ivermectin and calling all that stuff horse paste and whatnot. This is what you do when you're a dictator. So let's talk a little bit about that. Family enrichment with the Biden family, China and Ukraine. Again, the question. We have 17 audio recordings by a Ukrainian oligarch who knew, I better get these bastards on tape to protect my ass in case something goes wrong. Why aren't we hearing those 17 tapes? They're being suppressed, of course, by the Biden administration. Why has Alexander Soros visited the White House 14 times already? Is he the president? I'm only half kidding. Is Alexander Soros the president of the United States? Why? He's taken over officially for his dad now. He's now in charge. George is retiring. They never really retire. Ask Henry Kissinger. So what are we doing here? Who's driving policy here? Is Obama the president? We all think Obama's the president, but maybe Obama is the real president. Who's the real vice president? Maybe Alexander Soros. Keep your eyes on him. What about suppressing protests? What about What about sending the feds to put people that showed up, concerned parents that showed up at school board meetings to question the school board about why they tried to cover up a transgender student beating a transgendered man who, or boy who identifies as a woman, whatever that means, beating the shit out of some girl and raping her in the bathroom, and then school board covers it up, and the parents show up at the school board meeting to demand action and accountability. And what does the FBI do? They take all those parents' names and put them on a domestic terrorist watch list. That is what dictators do. That's what Joe Biden does. That's who he is. You are judged by your actions. Those are his actions. Forget the rapist. Forget the school board that covered up for the rapist. No, they're all stunning and brave. How dare you, parents, come and ask questions about this? If we want to rape your kids in the bathroom, we'll rape your kids in the bathroom. Because after all, they belong to all of us, not you. How dare you try to lay claim to your kids? If we want to transition your kid and hide their pronouns from you and hide the gender reassignment shit from you, we'll do that because we're Joe Biden's administration. And these are our kids. That's what cultural Marxists and pedophiles say. So it's so frustrating. You know, Hunter Biden got a diversion program for his crimes. His gun charge, he got a diversion program. For his tax evasion, he got misdemeanors for these. People that have lawyers that have defended clients that have gone up against the Department of Justice with similar charges know that if you ask to get them, you know, dismissed or reduced down to a misdemeanor, they said that you will get laughed at, right? It's just, it's a non-starter. It'll never happen. It's a mandatory minimum 5 years on the gun charge. He didn't get that. They could make the case that it was a distributed drugs with firearm in his possession because he had drugs and he had a gun. That's a 7-year charge. Okay. We're at 12 right now, just on the guns. We haven't even talked about taxes. To have tax evasion as a misdemeanor, it's total bullshit. They should have taken one look at those taxes, and that would have led them to both money laundering and conspiracy charges, which we didn't get. And that's what would have happened to everybody else. So this is a situation where Hunter Biden should be doing over a decade in federal prison. Federal prison, you are required to serve a minimum of 85% of your stay. So he would have been looking at least a dozen years federally, which means he would have done at least 10. Diversion. He's out on the streets. He is free to continue his art career, everybody. Isn't that great? Which definitely isn't money laundering or influence peddling, wink, wink. Totally. No, he's known for his art. You remember that time when Ansel Adams, who is known for his beautiful photography, remember when Ansel Adams was smoking all of that crack and being a pedophile, and they had him on video doing all that, and they brought all the, oh wait, no, that never happens. No, that guy was a real artist. Hunter Biden is a crack smoking pedophile passing off his art as valuable. Because the art world in and of itself is a gigantic money washing operation. And Hunter Biden is a scumbag participating in that. It's all so much. But, you know, listen, his father is his inspiration. So really, what can you expect? You really, the bar is set rather low when you have a father like Joe Biden who is constantly getting caught lying about how great he is and lying about his college degree and lying about how he finished third or top of his class in this. He finished at the bottom, talking about how he had all these scholarships. He didn't talk about how he had multiple degrees. He didn't, you know, everything about Joe Biden is a gigantic lie. Even the fact that he says he loves his kids, he doesn't. You don't sexually assault your kids if you love them. So Joe Biden is a monster. And when I refer to him as sort of the American Fuhrer, understand that I'm not far off. This is what you do. Surveillance state, pushing this internet ID that Biden is behind. you know, Twitter front door censorship while the FBI has a backdoor access to it so that they can censor anybody that's challenging the election results or pointing out Joe Biden's increasing physical ailments, his mental lack of cognition, his shitting his pants with the Pope. Let's never forget that. That should be on a postage stamp somewhere. You know, the FBI is trying to manage him and more importantly, manage any criticism of him by deleting it. And again, that's what you do when you're a dictator. This isn't the behavior of a healthy society. This is what you devolve into right before you get a civil war. I sound like Tim Pool. Civil war is coming, right? Like, I don't want that. I don't want that because what it brings death and destruction, and I don't want death and destruction for innocent people. But this is the direction that we're going. We get Maria Bartiromo. She says, of course it is the biggest political scandal any of us have ever seen, talking about Biden locking up Trump. Even the World Economic Forum young global leader media personality who is paid to say the establishment line, even she recognizes that this is a Banana Republic level stuff. You've got the mandatory re-education camps on pride and woke shit and ESG and DEI and even installing the Fourth Reich pride flags everywhere. You've seen those flags. They're, you know, you saw what happened in the UK where they had all of them lined up. It looked like, I mean, that was really weird. It looked like a colorized version of like 1939 Germany, but instead of there being red and black, swastika flags, it was multicolored pride flags, but they were all hanging across the street, multiple lines of it, like 100 pride flags. And you look at that and you go, well, they do love symbols. And I would say at this point, after what we've been through, the pride flag is a symbol of hate. It's a hate flag. They don't love you. They're not inclusive of you. They want payback for you. Not the LGBs, not those people. The first three letters of the alphabet mafia, I don't think that they're up to no good. I really don't. But those T's, Q's, P's, L's, ABC's, you know, Q, W, E, R, T, Y, whatever, all of those people, they don't want fairness and inclusion. They want revenge. So when I see that pride flag, I see that as a swastika, as far as I'm concerned. Woke AI is being rolled out to reinforce Biden's agenda, his green policy. Again, you know, you reinforce the message. Hitler did that, reinforcing the message everywhere you go. Keep the message short and sweet and simple. Stalin did that. He you know, Lenin was especially good at doing that. He kept the message short and sweet because he had 70% of the population of the Soviet Union back then didn't read. Fuck, 70% of the American public doesn't read. Bring back simple slogans, right? You're going to have to when you've got, after what Common Core did to everybody, a bunch of people just rubbing sticks together to try and start fire. We've been so dumbed down. We've got Joe Biden talking about God save the Queen at the end of his speech. God save the Queen? God save me. I have to listen to this nonsense. I have to live in Biden's America. If anyone should be coming to save anyone, it should be coming to save us. From him. And then just rampant incompetence in his administration. I mean, I've had this, it's not even a debate. It's more just a question that I've asked people around, you know, sort of the alternative media. What do you think is worse? What do you think is more dangerous, detrimental to us? The Bush administration, W. Bush administration, that came into office, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, these guys had already been in previous administrations. They knew their way around. The day they got in there, they had a clear, ideology, a mission, project for a new American century. We're gonna fake 9/11 and blame that on the on the people in the Middle East, and then that'll give us the justification to go in there and destroy and remake the Middle East on behalf of our allies in Saudi Arabia and Israel. So that, and then we'll be there and we can just steal all the oil and get all the minerals, the $10 trillion of minerals out of Afghanistan, and we can control the Eurasia, as Zbigniew Brzezinski. So you've got the Bush W crew that comes into office, and they're well-oiled machine, had been in there before back in the Nixon days. They knew their way around. They knew who to talk to. They'd recycled out of government and into big business. And then they were circulating back into government from big business with Halliburton and the likes. And they knew exactly what they wanted to do. They were on a mission. So you've got that. And that was really bad. Super organized, very devious. They have a plan. And then you've got the Biden administration. My question is, which is worse, right? You've got the Biden administration. You've got Sam Brinton, his nuclear waste disposal guy, the pup handler lunatic. He's been arrested not once for stealing women's luggage from the airport in Minneapolis. Not twice. The second time in Las Vegas, he did it. But a third time, he did it at Reagan International in Washington, D.C. Your pup handler kink guy, who goes by they, them pronouns and wears a dress and lipstick with his shaved head, that guy has been arrested 3 times this year, or in the last 12 months, I should say, for his behavior. You've got Pete Buttigieg, the director of transportation secretary, whatever. East Palestine, Ohio has a train derailment. You know all about it. Chemicals spilled everywhere. Somebody lit it on fire. Pete Buttigieg, this is your moment to shine. This is when you're needed. Frankly, there's not a whole lot for you to do in this job, Department of Transportation. I mean, you could probably figure something out to do. But this most definitely would be the pinnacle of your time in office. You're going to deal with this huge derailment. What does he do? He goes on vacation. He said, this is too much for me. I'm going to go on vacation. I need a safe space. I need to collect my thoughts. KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, introduced to the world, before they told us her name, they told us that she was the first person of color, first lesbian person of color immigrant, because she's Haitian, that has ever held this position. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Miss What the Fuck, who cares? And she describes herself as what was the term she used for herself? It's really hilarious. I'll find it here in a second. But she thinks that she is a legendary, like in her mind, they're going to be building statues to her, you know? They're not. You're terrible at your job. Everybody's laughing at you. You know that, right? Your magic binder of lies is not going to get you out of this. You know, I said it. I said they would bring John Kirby in from the State Department. I made that call a month in advance. I said they're going to bring in a relief pitcher and bring him in because she is so fucking bad at her job. They're going to have to retrain her. And she disappeared for a couple of weeks last year when she had taken that job and she was so bad and John Kirby came in. He's no better. I mean, he's better. He's still lying to you. He's just better at lying to you than she was. And he understood how to, he was just grateful he didn't have Matt Lee sitting in the corner asking him real questions. He was more concerned. He knew he could lie to all these mainstream media dipshits because they would never say anything back. But this is the administration that we've got. We've got the Chinese won't deal with Anthony Blinken until he denounced Taiwan. And now even still, they still don't want to deal with him. We've got Alexander Mayorkas has let six million people in through the southern border. 6 million people, 6 million people, really? Seriously? 6 million people through the southern border, and blames that the problem on white supremacy, that white domestic terrorism, white nationalism is the biggest problem, as 6 million people have just wandered up from the southern border and walked right in. But that's the problem. I mean, this is this is the Biden administration. He has hired an army of online influencers to fluff his balls to get his message across, because nobody in their right mind thinks he's doing a good job. So they have to get young kids to try and convince other young kids that he's doing a good job. And on top of that, the Biden administration has been giving, I swear I'm not making this up. I know it's going to sound like I am. They have been giving away crack pipes, which, if you think about it, is perfectly on brand, because you have to be smoking crack to understand what the Joe Biden administration is even doing these days. Hey, if you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. You can connect with me at the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at macroaggressions. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
Night In just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up,
Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,